little social behaviour happens in private in this world. There are always lookers on. Jane Austen's novels show both that women particularly have very little freedom, but also everybody has very little freedom because we're all being watched by somebody. Most of our activities are happening in a kind of halfway public-private space, and they're always subject to gossip, to conversation, to a kind of watchfulness, and to judgment, of course. And these are the things that she herself is particularly interested in exploring in the novels. We're so used to thinking of Jane Austen as a modern novelist in her concerns for love. But it's worth remembering that especially women in Jane Austen's day had extremely restricted freedoms. And young women and young men had very limited opportunities for courtship and for meeting under proper circumstances. One reason that Jane Austen uses the dance so often in her novels, a dance or a ball, whether it's just five families who know one another in the country or whether it's a more formal ball, is because the dance floor itself allowed young men and women a certain amount of room to experiment. Very little social behaviour happens in private in this world. There are always lookers on. Jane Austen's novels show both that women particularly have very little freedom, but also everybody has very little freedom because we're all being watched by somebody. Most of our activities are happening in a kind of halfway public-private space, and they're always subject to gossip, to conversation, to a kind of watchfulness, and to judgment, of course. And these are the things that she herself is particularly interested in exploring in the novels. We're so used to thinking of Jane Austen as a modern novelist in her concerns for love. But it's worth remembering that especially women in Jane Austen's day had extremely restricted freedoms. And young women and young men had very limited opportunities for courtship and for meeting under proper circumstances. One reason that Jane Austen uses the dance so often in her novels, a dance or a ball, whether it's just five families who know one another in the country or whether it's a more formal ball, is because the dance floor itself allowed young men and women a certain amount of room to experiment. very little social behaviour happens in private in this world. There are always lookers on. Jane Austen's novels show both that women particularly have very little freedom, but also everybody has very little freedom because we're all being watched by somebody. Most of our activities are happening in a kind of halfway public-private space, and they're always subject to gossip, to conversation, to a kind of watchfulness, and to judgment, of course. And these are the things that she herself is particularly interested in exploring in the novels. We're so used to thinking of Jane Austen as a modern novelist in her concerns for love. But it's worth remembering that especially women in Jane Austen's day had extremely restricted freedoms. And young women and young men had very limited opportunities for courtship and for meeting under proper circumstances. One reason that Jane Austen uses the dance so often in her novels, a dance or a ball, whether it's just five families who know one another in the country or whether it's a more formal ball, is because the dance floor itself allowed young men and women a certain amount of room to experiment.